Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I'm 722 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 28 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Our Palmetto Mornings show this morning is special. It is called Stonefest, a tribute to our main man, Stephen Stone. He's not going anywhere. He's not leaving us. He is just being honored tonight by the state of South Carolina. He's receiving the state's highest award for on-air broadcast personality. It's only been presented 34 times. It's called the Masters Award. Our very own Manny Kimmel also received this award. And Stephen now becomes only the 15th radio announcer to get this honor. He's being honored tonight in a big celebration in Columbia. We're all going to be there.
That's right.
But before he goes to Columbia, he has to get paraded around the city of Rock Hill. And who better to lead that parade than our very own mayor, Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes, joins us. Good morning to you, Mayor.
Good morning, Lucas. Morning. Happy to be here. And Ashley, Tyler. You know, so I heard Andrew call this Stonefest.
That's right.
I've got my own, Stonehenge. Maybe throughout the day, everybody can give you a name that we'll call
it. I love it.
So.
Okay. We'll make that note as well. And at the end of the day, we'll see which one sticks for sure. But you're a great friend of the show, and you swing by these microphones, good, bad, and everything else in between, which we appreciate.
More
that.
Good than bad.
That's right.
That's right.
But you're here today, not only just to celebrate Stephen Stone, but the city of Rock Hill also wants to say thank you to what Stephen Stone has done in the world of broadcasting here locally.
Well, sure. You know, what we love to do in Rock Hill is celebrate all our winners, because that's all that lives in Rock Hill, right? And when we do, we come up with proclamations on special days, and so I've got a proclamation I'd like to read, if that's okay.
Perfect.
It's whereas in 1977, Stephen Stone launched his career as an intern and news reporter. Stephen has spent the following 45 years establishing and building stations with informative local programming. And whereas Stone moved to Rock Hill in 1999, joining WRHI and OTS Media as a morning show host, sports announcer, and production director. And whereas since his arrival, the South Carolina Broadcasters Association has recognized Stone's work no less than 42 times with state television and radio or star awards and awards of merit. Whereas Stone was promoted operations manager of OTS Media Group in 2003, and whereas subsequently 2 years later, Stone led WRHI to its first, not its only, but its first, SCBA Radio Station of the Year Award. WRHI has been nominated as a finalist for the SCBA Radio Station of the Year 17 times. Whereas Stone Man, a public servant to the community, is a household name in the Rock Hill area. For over 20 years, Stone has served as an announcer, sportscaster, traffic reporter, host, news reporter, and nationally syndicated DJ. And whereas he has supported many nonprofit efforts, including the creation and administration of the Sherry K. Stone Cancer Foundation in memory of his late wife. And whereas on January 27, 2023, Stephen Stone will be honored by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association Board of Governors with an Award of Distinction Master's Award. Now, therefore, I, John Geddes, Mayor of the South Carolina, do hereby take this opportunity to extend congratulations to Stephen Stone for his significant contributions to broadcasting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Well deserved. There he is.
Job well done, Stephen.
Sure. Happy to hand that to you. Yeah.
Look at that.
Overwhelming here.
Isn't that great?
You got your haircut for the day.
I bought a suit.
That's good.
Wow.
Good. Well, returning to Goodwill after, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, Stephen, grab one of these microphones right here. They went through your whole resume. So we want to be clear to everyone listening. You're not going anywhere, and you don't have one foot in the grave yet, right?
No. Okay. Or as Mark Twain said, if I were dead, I'd be the last person to know it. But, yeah, you know. But this is – thank you, Mr. Mayor, and City of Rock Hill. And, you know, I mean, Overwhelming is a good word. I will have a rebuttal at the end of your show.
Okay. That's lots
I'm
of
over here asses. Taking notes.
Yeah. I tried to sneak in and sneak out.
No, that was good. Yeah. Well, I see you shaved the beard off. So I didn't recognize you first. Wait a minute.
I know him. Where?
Oh
my
man.
God, it's the mayor.
Well, it's been a pleasure over the years being interviewed and hearing about things I've screwed up or done well every morning. You do that with such oomph that it really makes for a great day, Stephen.
Well, you know, there are slow news days where you'll take anything.
That's
you know,
right. Yeah. My wife says the same thing.
She's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
The women always know, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
man.
They do.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Very proud of you. Happy for you.
I appreciate that.
And I hope you take a few minutes, maybe not today, but in the next day or two, and stop and think about they don't give this to just anybody.
You know, I have to give a speech tonight, and I don't recall too many other times in my lifetime that I've had to do something like that. But you don't get there alone.
Mm-hmm.
And to what you're saying, I certainly have not gotten to this stage by myself, you know. Much as you'd love to say, But no, not at all. I had a lot of help all along the way.
Well, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people at the door to talk about what you've meant to them over your career. And I just, again, I hope you'll take some time a few days from now when it sort of ebbs away and think about just how fortunate we all are, especially you at this time, to celebrate the people in our lives that have made it.
I really am the fortunate one, and you're absolutely right. And thank you again. This is a great honor, and I'm very humbled by it, truly. Yeah,
well deserved.
Thank you, sir.
Stephen, you've worked in a lot of markets throughout the entire country. What's so special about Rock Hill and this part of the country?
Well, we could start with this and the mayor, yes. The people. I mean, you know, from the moment I first came here in 99, you know, and then when, you know, I left in 2007, but then came back down in 2010 for the Wall of Fame, and it was like I never left, other than riding around town saying, oh my God, how much it's changed, you know, and everything that's been added. And then coming back for good in 2013, you know, there was even more than what there was a couple years before that, but a lot of the main things remained the same, and the people just never forgot. And when I was gone, they were staying in touch with me. So, yeah, you know, I mean, if ever there was a community that took me to their hearts, you know, it was here, and of course, the hill folk up in eastern Kentucky, you know, but especially here because this is home, you know. And I once was called a Yankee, and I had to point out, sir, I'm originally from Maryland, which was a neutral state because we couldn't make up our minds. history, you know, if you looked, we fought each other. That was our bumper sticker, fight local. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But it is south of the Mason-Dixon. So, yeah. But they've always been great to me here, and there's no place I'd rather be.
Well, we love you for sure. And
I love you all back.
Loyal people here. And I know the city appreciates everything you do when it comes to broadcasting and providing that voice during good times and during times of just stress and just, you know.
Well, you know yourself
chaos,
as a news
right.
guy, it's a matter of delivering the information, you know, accurately. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's enough opinion out there. They don't need mine.
Totally.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What they look to me, I hope for
facts
is
are stubborn things. Right?
That's in my speech, and I quote you tonight.
I
so,
love that.
Yes. Yeah. You know, facts are very stubborn things, but that's what people need are the facts. They can make up their own minds.
That's right.
They don't need me to do that. They just need me to tell them what happened. You know.
Well, that needs to be translated higher up the food chain in our industry.
Well,
can you make that happen?
Maybe we'll get their attention
okay.
now.
Okay, that's right.
Maybe this is the start.
That's right.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mayor, thank you again so much for swinging
thank
by.
You again.
Congratulations,
thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
That is great. All right.